Greensboro Assembly approves a contract with an architecture firm to design a new public safety building, and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute receives a 2-year grant to process and digitally publish a massive collection of Tlingit and Haida documents archived by late scholars. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro Assembly approved a contract with an architecture firm to develop a conceptual design of a new public safety building. Proponents of building a new facility say that having a quote-unquote shovel-ready project will improve chances of getting funding for construction. The borough's public safety building houses the police department, fire department, assembly chambers, and borough offices. The facility has been in a state of disrepair for years. After reviewing proposals from 15 different firms this fall, the Haynesboro selected Bettisworth North Architects to create a conceptual design of a new public safety building. The architecture firm designed Skagway's public safety building in 2015 and also helped design the Haynes School. At a meeting Tuesday, Assemblymember Gabe Thomas said that the Assembly should approve the contract for design without delay.
I think we need to move forward with this. And I think if we stall, we might run the risk of not having this ready for possibly for the upcoming session in 2021 as well. So I think I don't think we need to be dragging our feet. I think we need to be trying to get stuff ready. You know, that's been the big push from Ed and Aleka and all of us is to try and have shovel-ready projects.
The Assembly has set aside $400,000 for improvements to the public safety building. The design contract with Bettisworth North is for $388,000. The total cost of building a new facility is expected to be around $20 million. By developing a design plan, the borough hopes to have a better chance at securing federal funding for construction. But Haynesboro Mayor Doug Olrud worried that the design contract might not yield a shovel-ready project soon enough.
My concerns with this contract is we're not going to have a shovel-ready project for well over a year, because their deadline on this, I think, is December of 2021. And this is not a design, this is just a conceptual idea, as well as a location and things that are in it. So this is just the first step of the design process.
Olrud worried that if the project was not shovel-ready sooner, the borough might not get federal funding for construction.
And if we go forward and don't get that, how are we going to fund that locally?
Ultimately, the Assembly voted unanimously to approve the contract with Bettisworth North. Throughout the design process, the firm plans to hold a series of group meetings in Haynes, according to a memo from the firm's principal, Roy Roundtree. Late Tlingit scholars Nora Kehokne and Richard Dauenhauer once dedicated the first volume of their book, Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature, to Tlingit orators, quote, living, departed, and to come, peacemakers between eternity and time. The couple carried the knowledge of Southeast Alaska's native languages into the 21st century. Recently, the Federal Institute of Museum and Library Services awarded Sea Alaska Heritage Institute a 2-year grant to process and digitally publish a massive collection of Tlingit and Haida documents archived by the late scholars. Pablo Pena with KTOO reports on the effort for Southeast Alaska's native language revitalization.
The late Nora Kehokne Marks Dauenhauer has a conversation with a Tlingit speaker. This recording is just one part of a massive collection of Tlingit language archived by Kehokne and her husband Richard.
Just a little bit, I know.
Both were renowned as the most important scholars in Tlingit oral literature, pivotal in archiving the Tlingit language, along with Haida. They co-edited the 4-volume series Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature and were 2-time winners of the American Book Award. Richard passed away in 2014, Nora in 2017, but what they left behind will last for generations.
They came up with a method that's kind of the standard now. People are taking this as a starting point and are enhancing it and further developing it, but it all started with the Dauenhauers.
That's Chuck Smith, Director of Culture and History at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The Dauenhauer Literary Estate is a massive inventory of fieldwork documents and audio collections of both Tlingit and Haida languages. The estate is made up of several dozen boxes of documents and audio tape of translations and transcriptions that go back decades.
Their books and files were so heavy that their house was literally splitting apart.
This is a recording of Gaysan Dancers performing in Juneau in 1975. The group is led by Austin Hammond and Keok Nay. It's just another small part of the estate yet to be made public. Will Geiger is a foremost scholar in Tlingit who's working on the project. He says much of the Tlingit oratory the Dauenhauers archived is to Southeast Alaska what Homer is to ancient Greece.
This new batch of materials, which is mostly papers. So there's going to be a lot, I'm sure we're going to come across a lot of, say, draft documents of transcriptions of recordings that just haven't been circulated or made public or published.
Emily Pastor, Archives Collection Manager at SHI, is also working on the project.
Without the Dauenhauer's Tlingit language revival would not be where it is today. And so by making these new papers available, we could be fostering new developments in Tlingit and Haida language revitalization that could not be done without them and without these papers.
She says when it comes to their fieldwork, the Dauenhauers talked to everyday people. Pastor also says the archives will also provide a way for future generations of Tlingit learners to connect to the language by giving them access to a wide range of Tlingit and Haida documents. Once the project is done, the digital archive of the Dauenhauer Literary Estate will be public for everyone, not just academic researchers. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.